ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 10 चैप्टर नंबर 40। The text and purports, or translation and purports, are written by the disciples of Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, but they are in tune with the philosophy because they are explaining through the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and that disciplic succession. 10th canto is very famous. It is called the face of the Lord, and especially the intimate pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna in his full glory, not only majesty but full glory, has been enacted here. You must have read in the previous chapter about how Akrura were meditating on Lord Krishna's lotus feet. He was thanking Kamsa that he gave opportunity to him to bring Lord Krishna and Balaram with a nefarious desire to kill them, but thanking such a heinous desire of Kamsa, he is not like Kamsa. Akrura was uncle in relationship to Lord Krishna, but he was a pure devotee of the Lord. A pure devotee of the Lord, even though working in opposite party, still can worship the Supreme Lord very, very confidentially. While every one of us encaged in the material body, which is like an opposite party, bodily conception of life is like an opposite conception to the spiritual conception, and we find it difficult. For a pure devotee, whether he is living in a hellish condition or heavenly condition, to work for Kamsa, who is the staunch enemy of the Lord, he must be torturing himself knowingly. So we must know that pure devotee can exist in any condition. The symptom of a surrendered soul is like that. Narayano paro vyaktatma kutaschana vibhyati svargapi narkeshu tulyartha eva darshina. Tulya means equal. He is not happy in heavenly condition, neither he will be distressed in hellish condition. Because he has achieved an equal vision, Samadarshi saw role of a Krura is thus very exemplary for us, the devotees who are struggling in our material body to perform pure devotional service. Akrura contemplated after thanking Krishna, sending counsel sending to bring Krishna and Balaram for his nefarious desire. Akrura is thanking. Then Akrura started immediately meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. He was thinking that I will be able to see the lotus footprints of the Lord. He was so much in deep meditation right away that he was visualizing the lotus footprints of the Lord, which will be very distinct from other footprints in Vrindavan. Simply seeing by lotus footprints, he will be so much overwhelmed with ecstatic devotion that he will roll himself on the ground, and he is thinking that too. Then when he really arrives in Vrindavan, it was so much spontaneous activity, he immediately started rolling on the ground as if he is capturing all that lotus print all over the body. He arrives and sees have darshan of Krishna and Balaram. They welcomed him. They asked the welfare of his relatives. Their relatives are all the Yadus there. And then he is getting the response. Lord Krishna is getting the response, showing the gratitude that yes, now it is time. They become so agreeable. But they have to show the respect and welcome and brought Akrura to Nandan Yashoda. Akrura reveals the whole plan of Kamsa. Krishna and Balaram laughed when the Lord laughs, there is certainly a heavy reaction for those who are materialistic. Heavy reaction. But the Brijavasis also heard that Krishna and Balaram, they have agreed to accompany, and their reactions are completely opposite. They started feeling the pangs of separation, and from the deep core of the heart they knew that the Lord is going forever. They were so much overwhelmed with the grief. And they discussed amongst themselves. They didn't have any choice. They thought nobody is going to hear our plea. Even Krishna and Balaram themselves have agreed to go. So what is our fate? They immediately accepted, now our fate is doomed. That we are doomed. Our fate is not in our favor. So said, we have to make our own effort. So they tried to request Krishna and Balaram not to go. But as if their plea is not heard even by the Lord is not reacting. So they became stunned. The stunning nature is so much deep, as if they were still figures on a painting. And they did not care anything. They remained stunned till Krishna disappeared. In Brahma Vairavata Purana and other literatures, they are describing the gopis lamenting piteously, talking to Krishna, and as if Krishna and Balaram, they are pacifying them. Or some of the gopis are said to be lying on the path of the road where the chariot is being, that you drive on our body, I think. But Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't tell that part. So, to understand this separation, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, and most of this incident is going without purpose, but there is an infrequent purpose is to be found telling that, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, these are the acts of the Ladini potency. So, this hint is good enough for us to meditate. Alright. So now, Akrura is taking Krishna and Balaram at Akrura Ghat, where Kalindi flows. Krishna and Balaram wants to get fresh, and they took bath, sip very nectarian water, and came back. Akrura drove chariot to a very shady grove and told the Lord, with your permission I am going to get fresh also, please sit here. And Akrura goes to Kalindi, and he had the darshan that the same Krishna and Balaram are appearing in the waters of Kalyandi. So he said, oh, they wanted to take bath again. I just left them there in the chariot. So he hurriedly came out and he saw Krishna and Balarama still sitting. Then he came again. There he saw Anantashesh and Garbhadakshay Vishnu lying. And he became so much overwhelmed that he saw the entire hordes of demigods. They were glorifying him. Siddha and Charanas, they were glorifying the Supreme Lord lying on the bed of Ananta Shesh. Brahma and all the demigods have access to glorify only Garbhadakshay Vishnu, not Karnodakshay Vishnu. Only Garbhadakshay Vishnu. So he understood that here is the Lord and Master. Akrur understood that here is the Lord and Master of the universe. And Krishna and Balaram have manifested in his Aushan Kala. So he also starts offering prayers. And these prayers are pertaining to the material cause of the creation and the expansions of Garbhadakshay Vishnu into the demigods and all the siddhas, the rishis, like that. So, in these prayers, this is the chapter number 40. This chapter relates Akrur's prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akrur prayed, Brahma, who created this visible world, emanated from the lotus navel of the Supreme Lord. The five elements of physical nature, the five corresponding objects of perception, the 10 senses, the ego and the total nature, the primeval creator and the demigods all originate from his bodily limbs. He cannot be known by sensory knowledge, and thus even Brahma and other demigods are ignorant of his real identity. Different classes of people worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different ways. Fruity workers worship him by performing Vedic sacrifices, philosophers by renouncing material work and pursuing spiritual knowledge, yogis by meditating, Shaivites by worshipping Lord Shiva, Vaishnavas by following the injunctions of such scriptures as Pancharatra, and other saintly persons by worshipping him as original form of the self, of the material substance and of the controlling demigods. Just as rivers flow from various directions into the ocean, the worship of those who dedicate themselves to these various entities finds its ultimate purpose within the Supreme Lord Vishnu. The form of the total universe, the Virata Rupa, is imagined to be the form of Lord Vishnu. The Virata Rupa is also called Hiranyagarbha, that Brahma had visualized on the onset of the creation, that is the Visarga. Brahma is requesting the Lord to provide or beg his energy so he can further the work of the visarga and up to the fourth level of creation. So the form of the total universe, the Virata Rupa, is imagined to be the form of Lord Vishnu, like aquatics moving about in water, or like tiny insects burrowing in the Udumbara fruit. All living beings move about within the Lord. These living beings, bewildered by His Maya, wander along the path of material work, falsely identifying with the body, home, and so forth. Under the sway of illusion, a foolish person may overlook a reservoir of water covered by grass and leaves, and instead run after a mirage. Similarly, living beings caught in the grip of ignorance abandon Lord Vishnu and become attached to their bodies, homes, and so on. Such faithful servants of their senses cannot take shelter of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Only if by the mercy, if they get association of saintly devotees, will their material entanglement end. Only then they can develop Krishna consciousness by serving the Lord's pure devotees. So Akrura's prayer starts. Sukadev Goswami narrates, I have selected verse number 3 as one of the prayers that is describing on the onset of creation what Brahma had to undergo.
Naite swarupam viduratmanaste Rajjayado natmataya grahita ajo anubaddha sa gunai rajaya gunaparam vedanata swarupam.
Na, do not ete these elements of creation. Swarupam, the true identity. Viduhu, no. Atmanaha, of the super soul. Te, you. He indeed, aja adayah, headed by the total material nature, anatmataya, by the status of being non-living matter, grahitaha, seized, ajaha, the Lord Brahma, anubaddaha, bound up, saha, he, gunaihi, by the modes, ajayaha, of the material nature, gunat, to the these modes, param, transcendental, vedana, he does not know, te, your, swarupam, true form. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The total material nature and these other elements of creation certainly cannot know you as you are. For they are manifested in the realm of dull matter. Since you are beyond the modes of nature, even Lord Brahma, who is bound up in these modes, does not know your true identity. In the purport they write, God is transcendental to material nature. Unless we also transcend the limited consciousness of material existence, we cannot know Him. Even the greatest living entity in the universe, Brahma, cannot understand the Supreme unless He comes to the platform of pure Krishna consciousness.
Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantigam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha
Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Tamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
So the translation is the total material nature and these other elements of creation certainly cannot know you as you are, for they are manifested in the realm of dull matter. Since you are beyond the modes of nature, even Lord Brahma, who is bound up in these modes, does not know your true identity. This verse is very important. Actually, Akrura speaks up. Because Akrura was fortunate to enter into the realm of Vrindavan. But he would not have any accessibility of intimate pastimes of the Lord there, because his intentions are simply to carry out the order of his master Kamsa. Akrura has not come to enjoy the pastimes of the Lord. So what does that mean? Even if we enter the realm of Vrindavan, we may visit, because if our intention is limited only to have darshan of the Lord, that will be okay. We can have darshan. But Krishna is not limited to his knowledgeability or audience. He says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya tu ananyaya shakya aham evam vidhorjan gyatum drashtum cha tattvena praveshtum cha parantapa. Only by undivided devotional service can I be known as I am standing before you, Arjuna. Not that you will be able to know me only, but you will be able to see me also. And you will be able to enter into the secrets. Even though to come in the realm of Vrindavan, we may be eager into understanding the leelas of the Lord, but there is so much prematurity, not maturity, but premature situation is there. So therefore, we do not hear the glories of the Lord from Akrura's mouth on the supreme transcendental level of Vrindavan pastimes. The immediate reaction of the gopis was that his name is Akrura, but he is really Krura. See, Krishna's arrangement is so much according to his desires that he wanted to be revealed at certain level. Alright? Just like Maitreya Muni, he is not coming in the list of pure devotees. He was an impersonalist basically. Krishna ignored him, but through Uddhava, the message for Vidur was that you go and associate with Maitreya Muni and you ask the questions related to material creation. What we see in this chapter that Lord Krishna is hidden even from Lord Brahma, who is the first living entity. The warnings of Upanishads, even to the impersonalist or personalist, apply on the same level. Now, what it says, Nayamatmana pravachanena labhya na medhaya athava bahuna shrutenava. Yenatma labhyate tam labhyate vibrunute anutanuswam. Vibrunute tanuswam means unless and until the Lord's sweet will bestows the mercy upon anybody and everybody, they will know, not otherwise. So, as sadhaks or practitioners of our Vaidhi Bhakti, however perfected we may become, yet we will have to depend upon the sweet will of the Lord to get audience. It's not a mechanical process. It all depends upon the sweet will of the Lord. So therefore the Lord is available by pure devotional service even to the illiterate people. Anybody can do pure devotional service. There is no bar. So pure devotional service is described by Rupa Goswami as Anya bilashatashanyam jnana karma danavratam anukullena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. Uttama bhakti. In uttama bhakti, there is no question that you require a prerequisite knowledge. Tama means ignorance or the darkness. And Uttama, Prabhupada said, Udgata Tamaha. One which is overcoming the ignorance is called Uttama. Krishna is dependent upon his pure devotees only. It means those who have been worshipping him according to his desires. Those who have been devoting their lives totally for the sake of the Lord and try to fulfill his desire as menial servants, the Lord will reveal him. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samavrata. He becomes completely covered. So nobody or anybody can see him the way they want. So this is a very disciplined way to understand and prepare ourselves that to enter into the realm of Vrindavan, we must cultivate and anyabhilashata shunyam jnana karma danavrutam. Even though we are required to attend daily class of Srimad Bhagavatam, and yet the requisite knowledge is not important, but the mercy of the Lord through the pure devotees who reveal the secrets from time to time, that we have to still depend upon the mercy of the Lord, on His sweet will. So we can understand the nature of gopis on the highest developed consciousness, that they know nothing but Lord Krishna. Their activities are totally surrendered to Lord Krishna. They gave up everything, even though they were within their so-called family circles, playing different roles. So, this is so intricate, so much secret, it is beyond the realm of the dull matter or whatever that has been produced out of it. But nonetheless, we are required to systematically understand the manifestation of the dull matter, creation of the dull matter by the desire of the Lord. Why it is dull matter? Because it's devoid of consciousness. It's devoid of consciousness. But the dull matter is made active by the presence of the Lord as Paramatma. So it becomes activated. So dull matter shows some kind of conditional reactions and conditional permutation and combination. But nonetheless, it remains unconscious. It remains unconscious. So, however, an envious living entity who is part and parcel and conscious particle of the Lord Himself becomes dull by the element of enviousness. And to remove this envious nature, is very important. And therefore, how the dull cannot on its own give us accessibility to understand the transcendental nature of the Lord. That must be described. So all the great devotees know this creation, sustenance and dissolution. So in every Purana, this became a principle, that a Purana is identified by the description of creation, sustenance and dissolution. There are 18 Puranas and all the Puranas are describing this activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the envious living entities. Therefore, the whole material creation is meant to remove the animosity of the Lord. Living entities are rising above with the help of consciousness from the material stratum to its own spiritual nature. This becomes a very foundational point of spirituality. If the scriptures fail to explain this, then it's simply not proper glorification of the Lord. Even the first Brahma Sutra, which is admitting this bewilderment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, starting from Janmadhyasya Yata Anvayadita Ratschasre Abhigyasvarat Tene Brahma Radaya Adi Kavaye Muhyanti Yat Surayah Tejo Vari Mridam Yatha Vinimayo Trisargo Amrusha Dhamna Svena Sadani Rastakuhakam Satyam Param Dhimahi. We must go through grueling exercise stepwise, starting from first canto to this 10th canto. It is being repeatedly told that how to understand the material conception through either Sankhya system, means analytically studying, or getting a direct system of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service, this which is Srila Prabhupada is bringing through the disciplic succession of our predecessors, Acharya, including Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all others. This is extremely important that we depend upon Vaidhi Bhakti to understand the material nature that does not belong to us, but how to come out from it by developing very, very favorable performance of devotional service to Lord Krishna. Set aside the impersonalist, Mayavadis, even the Sahajiya or pseudo-Vaishnavas, and we read in these prayers that Akrura is bluntly telling that they don't have access. Even Brahma does not have an access unless and until he takes pure devotional service, which is transcendental in nature. Prabhupada did not give any other type of system of sadhana. He gave direct transcendental system that Krishna recommends, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed. The Sankirtan movement is directly connected with the transcendental nature. And if anybody performs this process, which is perfect, because it's directly based on transcendental stratum. Anybody who chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, he is situated on the transcendental platform. So never disrespect him. That is the verdict of Haridas Thakur. even if one chants once only, he should be considered Vaishnava. Because chanting is the direct process. What is the value if somebody is situated on the transcendental platform just for a second and the rest of the life is he was living a very materialistic life? No. He deserves all the chances. His agyat sukruti, even unknowingly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, paves the path of his removal of enviousness. So always respect. But then understand systematically. The material elements that are encaging us, they are too difficult to be removed. Therefore, the first living entity, even Brahma, who is encaged in the material elements governed by the three modes of material nature, he may become victimized. But that does not give him discredit of being a devotee if he continues to pursue the path. So, Rupa Goswami, in his beautiful bhajan, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande, is telling Vidhirapi na pashyati tava nakhagrim marichim. He says, Vidhi means Brahma. He does not have an access to see even a little ray of the transcendental effulgence emanating from the toenail of the lotus feet of the Lord. Then Rupa Goswami says, then what about me? What about me? It's impossible. It's impossible. But Prabhupada says, impossible is a word only in Fool's Dictionary. So Rupa Goswami is not a fool. He's a pure devotee. He immediately says, my dear Sanatan, the shelter of your lotus feet is sought by all the demigods. Let me catch hold of it. So, I'll be secure. And Krishna will make it possible. Even though it is impossible for materialistic, because they are envious and they don't have accessibility to understand the transcendental nature, because they are confined and caged in the material conception of life. But yet, it does not become an impediment for the soul, which is transcendental in nature. So, what factor is keeping the soul bound up in the material conception of life? Enviousness to the Lord. As soon as we understand that we have to give up the enviousness of the Lord, it means we have to practice to give up enviousness with each and every practicing devotee at least. We can't offend. Then we can expand our vision. Then we cannot offend even an ant or other entities. So, an offense on any creature including slaughter, is an offense, then where is the question of love and devotion will ever spring in heart of such? Even to have little inclination to hear about or glorify about the holy name of the Lord is not going to arise in them. Naisha matim tavat urukramangri, because they have no aptitude to remove the unearthers, unwanted things from their heart for the purpose of creating a purity. Hinsa or the violence is impure. It's impure. Unnecessary creating a violence or imposing a violence. Violence can be ordained by the Supreme Lord, and He may make you an instrument. That's another thing. And after Kurukshetra war, there was no ordained violence by the Lord. Did He ever give anybody to kill? No. After Kurukshetra war, was there any order or desire of the Lord No. He will Himself come and puts the violence to end, because it was disobedience. Kali is corrupting the consciousness of all who are the subject in His realm. Sabhya. Sabhya means he is a member. Who is not a member of Kali Yuga? Anybody who is born in this particular Yuga is called a member of Kali Yuga. The bodily conception can be expeditiously removed by shortening the lifespan. So Kali is doing that. Is he not a Krishna's agent? We are living in Kali Yuga, but we do not want to fall victim, because Kali has the only one good virtue, and that is Kirtanad eva Krishnasya mukta sangam param braje. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, it will put us on the liberated platform. And Rupa Goswami shows, in the absence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatan Goswami was the only superior amongst them. So they accepted without any invitation or what in their assembly, that who should be this. They immediately, spontaneously accepted Sanatan Goswami as their spiritual master. And Rupa Goswami said, I hold your lotus feet, because that will give the security for removal of all enviousness. So prayers of Akrura are very glorious for us struggling to come out from the bodily conception of life. So we stop here. Anybody has any question? Instead of avoiding, there is a term called tolerance. Up to certain level has to be developed. So there is a gradation. You can warn him. You can put him on probation. You can censor him. And you can expel him. Why? Because if the envious nature is still hanging, it will be like a disturbance in the society of those who are trying to elevate themselves by removing the enviousness. One time, a snake appeared when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj was giving class, and everybody got disturbed. So he found out, said, there is a snake. So he said, kill him. Kill him. Because he is going to bite without invitation. It's an envious creature. Right? So our devotees killed him. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj quoted from Bhagavatam. Sadhureva hi moktate vichik sarpani hatya. Even the saintly people who are not interested even to kill an ant, they enjoy killing a scorpion or a serpent. So, the system is there. It is, you will find the difference as well as oneness of the purpose simultaneously. And that is the way to overcome enviousness of someone. And the passage will be still smooth, otherwise it will be rough. Political situation is a rough ride. So spiritual management is a smooth ride. So we have to come to that standard and become selective in order to put the advancement in Krishna consciousness. Is there any other question? Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.